glad God helped them. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. I'm just going to read a few verses out of Matthew 6 this night, and maybe it'll interest you and help you, and me too. And there's some things Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount. And he gave the Lord's Prayer in there. That's the only thing I find that they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Of course, Jesus taught them to pray, give them a model, if I want to use that word model prayer, to let them know the formality. It wasn't just a formality, but it was something that he taught them. I don't think we have to recite it word for word. I believe it's what the Lord's given them of some thought there on prayer in a personal way. And if you look at it, it really is a personal prayer because it is between you and God. But we'll look in the scripture tonight in verse number 24, if you look with me there. He said, no man can serve two masters, for either hate the one, love the other, or else he'll hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what shall you drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into the barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Amen. That's right, we are. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And I yet say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. God knows what, listen, God takes care of what he created. Amen. That's right. God will never be charged with not taking care of you. And he has took care of you. He's took well care of you tonight. And I said this, and I heard a preacher say it one time. He said, ain't God all the man that's got the most money couldn't feed all the birds in one day. Amen. Because God does. He's the one that took care of them. He created them, and God takes care of them. And I don't think we need to worry and fret tonight. I think we need to trust him. And I'm glad we can trust him. And I'm thankful that he does, amen, take care of his own. He'll never be charged with not taking care of his children. I know that's right. The Bible said in verse number 31, I'll go to there and read a few verses. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? He's on this thing about eating and drinking, amen, which is a necessity for mankind. Amen. And he said here, he said, or wherewith thou shall ye be clothed? And he did tell them in one place with food and raiment there with to be content, that it was a contentment that Jesus taught unto his own men when he sent them out. He didn't send them out with a lot. Amen. He sent them out. Amen. With basically nothing. Amen. But listen, he was going to take care of them. And his faith, it's the way it is. It's just the way you live. You live by faith and not by sight. We don't live, thank God, looking for things. We look for him. Amen. We have to have things, and God knows that. And most of us would no doubt live above necessity, and I do, and you do. We got more than what we need. Amen. Tonight, we've got a lot. Amen. As she even mentioned another country that they have nothing, hardly. But we have a lot. We've been highly blessed because of the gospel, because of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Amen. This country was found on gospel principle, on the God of heaven, on the truth of God. And because of that, then God's blessing has been poured out. Amen. We blessed, highly blessed, as the brother sung tonight. And we have nothing tonight to complain about. He said in verse 32, for all these things do the Gentiles seek. The Gentiles seek after these things. For your heavenly Father knoweth you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So he said here, you put this thing first. Amen. We just got to get in this order here. If we're going to really see the things blessing, God blessing us. He said, said, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Whatever things is concluded in that, a man asked me not long ago, what was them things? And I said, well, them things he mentioned. Amen. We know that God's going to bless us with things. He blessed with health and strength. Amen. He blesses us with the ability, amen, thank God, to obtain some things in this life. And I'm glad for it. We have all things to enjoy. That God's given us good things to enjoy. Good things. The benefits of God. He said we're daily loaded with benefits. He said we all have these things of God. In fact, if you go back in the scripture, God took care of his children. You go back to the Israelites, even in the wilderness, friend, thank God their shoes didn't wear out, their clothes didn't wear out. Amen. They had food to eat. Thank God they had manna. Amen. Thank God they ate. My friend, thank God from the hand of God what they did. And they didn't have to work for it. They wandered in the wilderness. And even in their wanderings, God still blessed them. Amen. And took care of them. They come out and God blessed them. Thank God his seed. In fact, you look at that. His seed, brother, was blessed of God. That seed of God. Amen. Them offsprings of faith. Amen. That them people had been believers. Amen. In the Jehovah God and the promises of God and the things that they seen that was to come. We have this promise. These things has been given us. These covenants and these ordinances and all these things God gave to Israel who was the chosen people of God in this world. And brethren, listen, he hadn't forgot them. Amen. He ain't forgot, brother. I'm telling you that. But brother, are you hearing me tonight? Thank God the one that we look to today came through. Thank God that Jewish race. Amen. Thank God his name's Jesus. Amen. That's right, brother. And he come through the seed of Abraham, the Messiah come. And the promise was given to him back in Genesis chapter 12. Amen. And we know, thank God, that he believed. Amen. And he said it counted him for righteousness' sake by believing what God revealed through the truth of God and blessed him and give him, thank God, this great promise. And brethren, it was faith that Abraham had. Thank God that believed God and had these blessings. And all the blessings come before, but because of that, because of the faith that God gave him. And brethren, he said the seed would come on. It wasn't going to be Ishmael. It was Isaac. And Isaac, thank God, brother Robert, was born when they couldn't have the strength to even bring forth a child. But God used Abraham and Sarah, amen, and brought Isaac into this thing. And by his seed, brethren, amen, and the seed of Jacob, amen, you go down this thing. And brother, you look at the genealogy and you see Jesus, amen, being born, thank God, to the Virgin Mary. Amen. Thank God, brother. I'm telling you, that's where the blessing is. That's where all is, brother. Amen. Tonight, brother, I'm not just talking about material things. Even though we're blessed with material, I'm talking about the blessings of salvation, the blessings of peace, the blessings of knowing him, the blessings of having brothers and sisters that's been born by the same Father. Amen. Has the same God. Amen. Listen, the same Lord. Amen. That's where we're blessed tonight. Amen. We ain't in this thing alone, friend. Thank God. He's my God. And he's yours. Amen. Listen, he told Mary, touch me not, for I have not sinned into my Father and your Father and my God and your God. He's the same God to you as he is to me. Amen. And brother, it's been like that. We're highly blessed tonight. Thank God. I'm just seeking first. Amen. Listen. Thank God. He'll fill your cup. Thank God. He'll run it over. Thank God. He'll fill it up for you. Thank God. He'll fill her up. Thank God. My cup runs over. But girls, the blessings of God tonight. Amen. Thank God that's in your cup tonight. Amen. Brother, listen. I don't know if this is true or not, but they said, brethren, if they went to a restaurant, amen, and they didn't put nothing much in your cup, they said they want you to drink it and leave. Amen, but they said they fill that cup up, amen, and it's running out of the saucer. Amen. They said that they wanted you to stay. Amen. David said, my cup runneth over. Amen. That's right, buddy. He wants us to be around. He's a blessing to us. Thank God he filled my cup. You know what he done today? He filled your cup. Amen. He filled your cup. Amen. Listen. Thank God there at the house, that Bible. Thank God he just filled your cup. Amen. My cup runneth over. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, after me. Amen. They gonna follow me all the days of my life. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Listen. Thank God the cup tonight is a running over in my soul. Amen. To God, I'm telling you, I cannot tell you tonight. Listen, how good God's been to me. I'm so undeserving tonight. Amen. I'm so no good tonight. Amen. I told God before I went to preach out of them inmates out of day when I went. I said, God, I'm not even worthy to be called. And he said, I know that, but I done it. Amen. I called you. That's the only way I can say I am. It ain't my credentials. It ain't my ability. It's just a God. Amen. Done it for me. Amen. Listen. I'm telling you now, there ain't nobody like him. Amen. There's nobody compared to him. He's the great God of heaven. And he blesses us. Thank God every day we live. I'm telling you, he's a good God tonight. Amen. Thank God he is. Amen. The goodness of God. I mean, how many times in the Psalms that David, when he praised God, said the Lord is good. He said God is good. Amen. Not was good, but is good. Every time you read it, it's present tense. The God of heaven is good. Amen. He is. Amen. He's good to me. And God, friend, I'm telling you, you don't know me. Amen. Like he knows me. Amen. But I know tonight. And God, he can take a little and make a lot. He can take a crooked stick and draw a straight line. Amen. He can take somebody you would never think. God would ever be anything and make them something for the glory of God. Amen. He ain't limited tonight. Amen. Nothing can hold back his will. Who can resist his will? No man can resist it. Amen. When he sets it upon them, for everything we go through is in his will. Amen. God allows it. Thank God for his own divine purpose. Thank God to make forth. Thank God fruit in your life. Amen. That's why he done it. Amen. You say I done wrong. He allowed that too, brother. Amen. That you might learn grace. That you might learn forgiveness. That you might learn, thank God, how he is. Amen. To a fallen creature that loves me in the way he does. Amen. Even in their state. Thank God when their day ain't good. And they ain't doing everything they ought to. Amen. He still loves us. Thank God he still comes around us. Thank God he still blesses us. Amen. Listen. Our brother Joe said, thank God I ain't been reading as much. I said it's still in you though. Amen. It can't be taken away. Mary sat at his feet. And Jesus said that what she heard cannot be taken from her. That's the blessing, brother. Listen. Thank God. Amen. I'd rather thank God hear a word from him. Thank God. Than anybody I know tonight. Amen. Thank God. Amen. See, I ain't based tonight. You ain't based on you. My living ain't no good. And yours ain't neither. Amen. It's all the Lord Jesus and the power and strength of God. Too many people trying to live for God instead of him living it through them. Amen. Too many people trying to do it and they ain't going to get it done if he don't do it to them. And through them, Mary said he blessed the Lord for great things he done to her. Amen. And brother, listen, thank God he put the living Lord in her. Amen. He put the seed in her. Amen. The Holy Ghost sent in her and come into her and conceived in her womb the Son of God. Amen. He done it to her. Amen. I can't explain that. Can you explain that tonight? How the Holy Ghost can sow the seed in this womb of a virgin? Can you explain that? Amen. I can't explain that. How can the Spirit of God that overshadowed her come into her? Amen. In an exercise of putting a seed in her and bringing forth a child in his name Jesus. Amen. Can you explain that tonight? You can't explain how this little old girl, amen, got in this world. We know the process, but we don't know all the things. We don't know everything that happened. Amen. We just know God formed her.
her. Amen. In the womb. And she come out of her little girl. And now here she sits on your lap. I thought about that little one sitting here. Amen. Sitting on the knees of Joseph. As his own grandchildren. It's a blessing, Brother Danny. Amen. He was highly blessed. A man got thrown in prison, Brother Robert, for something he didn't do. But it was all the will of God. Amen. It was God's will. Amen. That Joseph got put in the prison house. Amen. He was down there for 2 years. They didn't remember him when they got out, the butler. Amen. The baker friend. Amen. But when that, thank God, that dream come to Pharaoh. Amen. Listen. Thank God, he said, I need a man to interpret it. And they said, we know a man that, amen. I think it was the butler said, we know the man. Thank God, who's down there with us. He interpreted us and what he said happened. And they said, bring him out. And he told them to thank God about, amen, the famine. Amen. Thank God. And no, 7 years of plenty. Amen. He said, thank God, Brother Key. Amen. He said, listen, I got to have a good man. Amen. To put over all this. Amen. During the famine. Amen. And during the years of plenty. I got to have a man to put over this. And they said, there ain't another got the spirit of God like this man. His name Joseph. Amen. I'm going to put him there. Thank God, he's under me. But he governed the whole land. Amen. Listen, God put him in prison to interpret the dream. And then thank God, give him, my friend and I, thank God, the answer to Pharaoh's dream. Thank God, just to bring his children, amen, from famine. Thank God, to plenty. Amen. The God friend and I, that's the way he works. You ain't got to figure him out. Thank God, if you draw it up, it never happened that way. He told him, he said, you're going to have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. So he got it all. He got all that food. Amen. Got all that in. Brought it into the storehouse. Amen. But then the famine hit. And yep. Brother, you know the record. Right. Thank God, old Jacob was sitting down there. Yep. Thought the man was dead.
That's right.
Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. He thought he was dead, Brother Robert. Amen. He said, listen. He said, why are we going to sit here and starve? Amen. Y'all boys get the sacks and take your money, take the money and go down. Amen. And see that man about something to eat. I heard there was corn in Egypt. And they got down there and Joseph was the man. Amen. The man they had done sold. The man that put down that way. Amen. Sold him to Ishmaelites and they sold him to Egyptian. And now he's the authority. Amen. Now, thank God, they come. They don't know who he is. Thank God, he gives them a sack of corn. Puts their money back in the sack. Amen. They go home and they got fearful because the money is in the sack. Amen. But they're just being blessed. I'll tell you, friend, listen. Thank God, God will do some good things for us. Amen. Even when we're not near him. Thank God, listen. What I mean, brother, thank God they didn't know that was Joseph, but Joseph will still bless him. Oh, brother, you might agree with this or not, but I tell you, when I was a lost man, God blessed me. I mean, he blessed me. He let me get around some people that knew God. He let me get around some people that knew the gospel. Amen. He put some valuable things in my sack. Amen. I didn't understand it all, but I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. He put it there for a purpose. Amen. And no, thank God, where I'm going to get the corn, amen. That's right. Every child ought to know where daddy got the corn. Amen. They ought to know he went to God to get the corn for their home. Amen. That spiritual stuff, thank God, to help a young, amen, to know, thank God, daddy prayed and prayed to God. And they went back, brother, listen. Hey, I don't remember. One of them had to stay down there. Amen. Listen, he said, they went back. He said, we can't take Benjamin. He said, if something happens to him, I'll die. Amen. He's the youngest. He said, well, we couldn't come back unless we brought him. Amen. One of them, I spoke up and said, I vouch for him. Amen. Thank God, there they go back down the trail, Brother Todd. Amen. They got to go get some more corn. Amen. They filled the corn up in the sack. Joseph said, fill it up. He said, amen. Put the cup, thank God, in Benjamin's sack. Amen. And thank God, when they got there, they said, amen, somebody's took the cup. Amen. They went down there and they found that cup. Remember, they searched them sacks, and inside that bag of Benjamin was the cup. Amen. Here they taking them back. Amen. And Joseph, thank God's right there, and he knows everything. I mean, he knows who they are. Thank God, he knows about them. He knows knows what's happened. Amen. But listen, he couldn't withhold himself. He could not. He could not. Brother, he had refrained himself, but he couldn't no more. Oh, Brother Nudison, I'm going to tell you something tonight. I understand and know we are going to hell far as what's preached. But I'm telling you this, friend. He loved them a long time before they knew who he was. Amen. I'm telling you, that's right. He wasn't, listen. Thank God, he wasn't talking about hell. He was talking about blessing them. Amen. We've been blessed by the Lord Jesus. Amen. Salvation come by him, Brother Todd. Amen. Listen. Thank God, he loved us. But when he revealed himself to his brothers, he got all of them out but the Israelites. Amen. He said, I'm Joseph. And brother, right there, he revealed himself. I'm Joseph. The first thing was they felt convicted. They said, listen, thank God, we're in trouble. We sold him and we're guilty for what we did. But Joseph said, thank God, he said, boys, ain't no need to worry about it. It wasn't you that sent me here. It's God that done it. It was God that brought me here. It was God that sent me here for the deliverance of your, thank God, your famine. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, brother, thank God the blessing was there, Brother Danny. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, God knows how to work things out. Amen. You're not going to work it out, but God knows how to work it out. And he fed them all, thank God, and brought them back. And Jacob got to see him. Amen. And they hugged necks, and thank God, they had a family reunion right there in Egypt. I'm telling you, listen, he knows how to meet the need tonight. If you'll just trust him tonight, amen. That's a quick version of it. Amen. I've heard a man preach on it for 5 nights. That's about as quick as it's going to come. Amen. You go read it. Well, listen, brother, we can't do it. You can't do it. I mean, you sisters and brothers, amen, got gifts from God and blessings of God, but you still can't do it unless he does it through you. You can't. And I'm telling you, Brother Key, I am still in need of him. And if I don't seek him first, I mean in everything, I'm missing the mark, Brother Key. And God knows tonight I need him. I mean, there ain't no good in me, Brother Danny. When Adam sinned, son, he knocked me plumb out in total depravity. There wasn't nothing found good in me. Amen. He sought to see if I was good in any man, Brother Todd. And the verdict come, there's none that doeth good, no, not one. Amen. Listen, I could not change what I was. I couldn't change what I did. Amen. I couldn't make that change. But thank God when Jesus came, amen, he made it not only, thank God, probable, but possible. Amen. And certain, thank God, that a man that would believe in him, amen, would be different from the day he met him on. And he would be his. And thank God he'd keep putting corn in his sack. Amen. And keep blessing him. Thank God, spiritually and physically. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight. Brother, and I'm telling you, Brother Keith, thank God, if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he'll add them things to us. We don't have to fret and worry. And you don't listen. Thank God, I'm not telling you not to pray, but he didn't even say pray. He said seek him first. It might be prayer in that, but he's the first one we seek. Amen. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's in you. And God in his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. That's where the blessing is. You can live from the blessed hand of God tonight if you'll trust him. That's right. There's a way God set up in this book. And when he told his men, he said, don't take two coats. He said, wherever you land, wherever the house you're going to, if they'll take you in, bid them peace. Eat what they set before you. Don't take money from nobody. That's what he said. Brother Hughes. You know what? That's right. And I'll tell you what, Brother Joe, this is what he's saying. I want you to go out by faith and depend on me. Because it's all for the gospel's sake. We've made the church a business. It's been turned into a business. Corporations. That woman asked me one time at the bank, she said, don't y'all want to come into the corporation? I said, no, ma'am. I don't want nothing to do with it. Amen. I don't want nothing to do with nothing. It don't have nothing to do with Jesus. Amen. It's his church. It's his church. Amen. I mean, why would I want to take a corporation? Why would I want to cooperate with the world? Amen. I ain't interested in that. Amen. That's right. It ain't none of their business what I do. Amen. What should we do? We're a church. We're a blood-bought church. We're not bought by the government. We're not bought by man. We're bought by blood. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ that shed his blood for us that we might have this tonight, Brother Todd. We live in America. We got freedom tonight. We've been highly blessed to live in this country tonight. I'm telling you, I'm a blessed man to live in America tonight. We got freedom. A man can preach like this. Brother Navin out in Washington State, as part of the United States, amen. Thank God I sent some tapes and they said, amen, they wouldn't put them on the radio. It's too high powered. They couldn't put that on the radio. That's what they said. Thank God I got a phone call up here. I don't know if it was a joke or not. Amen. Me and my wife, she had to interpret it for me because I can't hear nothing. Amen. The man said to me, he said, I've been listening to you on the radio. He said, I listen to you on the radio. And he said, I don't know why you got to, thank God, say, huh? Between verses, amen, or what you're saying. He said, that ain't preaching. Amen. He's criticizing me. Amen. I don't know if he's joking or not. I don't know if he's that dumb or not. Amen. But whatever he thinks, like what Brother Larry Neal told that lawyer up there at his church that one time. He said, it ain't the hacks that's bothering you, it's what he's saying between them. Amen. And that's the problem. Amen. He said, I don't know. He said, that don't sound right. That's a fake. I thought, well, unto God, brother, listen, fake is something a man's putting out that ain't truth. I'm just a hacking a little bit. Amen. I started like this, probably going like this. Amen, brother. Listen, thank God, I'm telling you tonight that I'm a blessed man, thank God. Amen. Listen, they don't want it no more a lot of places, but we're blessed to come out here and have it like this. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad you can have freedom. I like freedom in the land. Aren't you glad? I got freedom. They're trying to steal some of it. Amen. I'm glad I got freedom to preach. I'm glad I can preach to y'all. Amen. I'm glad somebody can preach to me, thank God. It's all right. I like it. I need it. I need preaching myself. I'm glad we can do it. Thank God we can do it in America. We can open the back door. Thank God someone's going to meet us in my car and come in here and do whatever the Holy Ghost business to do. And brother, that's a good thing. I ain't, amen, Brother Hobson come by the other night. Thank God. He said, preacher, he told me two times. He said, boy, I'm glad you followed God in the service. He said, I've been so many places sometimes. He said, they don't follow God, just the formality. And I said, well, unto God, if he ain't going to push my heart to that door, ain't no need to try to me to open it up. Amen. Because it ain't going to work. Thank God. We just need to get in with God and go with God. Amen. If you got a word, thank God, say it. Amen. I mean, if a preacher's got a message, preach it. If somebody's got a song, sing it. Amen. Thank God. I mean, that's the liberty of God. I mean, that's loose in Jesus and love him and worship him. Amen. It ain't looseness. Thank God, in a way that we just do what we want to, but there is a freedom, Brother Danny. Thank God, to just let go and let God have his way and pray when we pray. Thank God. Preach when we preach. Amen. Hug next when we hug next and unify together in the Holy Ghost and enjoy the blessings of God because we seek him first and love him because he first loved us tonight. Amen. God bless you. Appreciate and love you. Thank God for his blessings. Aren't you glad for them? Amen. We do have a bed to lay in tonight. Amen. Got air conditioning in your house? I don't think nobody's probably not got some kind of air conditioning. If you don't, praise God, tell us. We'll find something to put in your window. God help us. I'm glad I did, Brother Todd. Amen. I told my wife that heat got so thick. Boy, I walked in the house. I said, say what you want to. I called it a blessing to God. I said, boy, I'm glad I'm sitting this hour instead of got there sweating like that. I remember when I was a kid, you had a window. You had a fan in the window. Amen. That blowed the air out, the hot air out. Amen. Then we got them window air conditions. Amen. It couldn't do but one room. Thank God we got the whole house now. We put the air in. Amen. It's a blessing. We're blessed. Thank God. I'm telling you, I'll make you run back from, thank God, to home and say, glory to God. I'm thankful for what God's done for me. Amen. I'm glad God's put the people in my life that he has. Amen. I said right here, thank God he put these people in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a blessing. Thank God to love one another in the faith. I thank him for it tonight. Amen. Let's stand. Appreciate you being here. God bless you tonight. Amen. I'm going to have prayer here, and I've got a few prayer requests to read. Remember BJ, she's sick, got the COVID, she said. And, of course, she didn't get it from here because they've been on out of town. Amen. That's why I didn't get it, thank God. Amen. I wasn't here that Sunday. Amen.